Text numéro 12. And then Elon Musk said, "There will be no more war." When Elon Musk posted a personally crafted peace plan for the war in Ukraine last October, a Ukrainian diplomat offered a carefully considered review. It ran to a full 3 words: "Go to hell." This week's allegations that Musk shut down his Starlink system, on which the comms-shattered Ukraine relies to defend itself against Russia, right in the middle of a counter-offensive last year, apparently deliberately to neuter it, forces a new question. When he does finally make it there in his big space rocket, will even Mars be far enough for Elon Musk to go to hell too? The magnate orders his engineers to switch off the Starlink satellite communications network during a surprise attack on the Russian fleet in Crimea last year, or to disrupt the attack, as CNN puts it, still clinging embarrassingly to the preferred Silicon Valley Argo that surely ought to have been discredited once its boy kings started becoming more powerful than many of the world's actual countries. Yet until very recently, Musk was still being breathlessly judged a net good to humanity, what with his electric cars and his hyperloops and the fact he once smoked a joint on a podcast. So very cool. Elon was endlessly covered by the media as a kind of fascinating, eccentric inventor, as opposed to someone with a vast amount of power who should be held to account accordingly. Just as it was with Mark Zuckerberg before him, by the time people realised a lot of what was happening, it was rather too late. Anyway, back to this strategic Starlink blackout, which was apparently prefaced by Elon wailing to his biographer, "How am I in this war?" Instead of accepting the complexities of the consequences of his own actions, Musk seems to have simply buzzed in on the answer to that age-old question. How can a just tech god permit suffering? The Ukrainian drones were thus stopped in their tracks, while the Russian fleet remained unharmed and able to launch future attacks itself. It's not that Musk doesn't have a consistent worldview, so much as he doesn't even have consistency. Barely a week goes by without him making threats and failing to follow through. He probably wasn't even really going to buy X, formerly Twitter, and only ended up going through with it because the courts forced him to. He just says any old stuff for attention or a laugh, or because he can. The key question is whether someone who just says any old stuff for attention or a laugh, or because he can, should have quite this much supra-democratic power. Elon's here, until, as Ukrainians seem to have discovered, he suddenly isn't. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2023.